This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Washington Post media critic Margaret Sullivan's new book is Ghosting the News, American Journalism and the Crisis of Democracy. She writes about the decline of local news coverage. And as we've talked about on this program before, more than 2,000 American newspapers have gone out of business since 2004. Sullivan was the guest on Fresh Air on Monday, August 3rd, so you can listen to that program to learn more about what she has to say. But just briefly, again, these are many of the sort of topics and issues and concerns that we've talked about on Shop Talk throughout the years. The weakening of community ties due to the absence of local facts. Sullivan said this is an alarming situation, but most of the public is not tuned into it. And that seems to be part of the problem, is that I don't think people are realizing what is happening.
Right. And I don't think exactly some of these newspapers have been above board talking about these changes or diminishing newsrooms. They just let those things happen, and they assume that they put on the same face to show that we're still your local news provider. But what's happened at, I remember my particular employer and talking to some colleagues that remained there after I left was, for example, I think the biggest change where localization of news has deteriorated and gone away is in the case of just editing and copy editing, the newspaper, the online content. That's now put into a clearinghouse in some remote part of the country where the newspaper chain I was part of also owned the newspaper in Kansas City and Wichita, and we were in the greater St. Louis area. And all that information was funneled into, I believe, somewhere in central Missouri or Kansas, and where you had people that did not know the community, they did not know the readers, they did not know the news, they did not know the nature of the readership, and they were just there to do the job. And basically downsizing and taking the job that other people once did that knew those communities that were in those newsrooms. Those jobs aren't in the newsrooms where the news originates anymore. And I think that's one of the biggest differences right now that the public probably doesn't realize.
And that was one of the issues that came up during the conversation on Fresh Air is the fact that veteran journalists are getting bought out. They're retiring. You don't have that institutional knowledge anymore, and the people who can edit and know what is happening in that community.
Well, exactly. And that goes along with just reporters in general. There are reporters who are being replaced by other folks because suddenly they see their benefits or their pay decreased, or maybe their jobs are going away. And sometimes they're looking for some cheaper labor, and it's someone newer from a newer community or not from that community at all. So you're having people that walk out of a newsroom like I did, 15, 16 years experience when I left. And so those things are happening at a much rapid pace, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. And people need to realize that this is something that's a newspaper ownership needs to realize this is something that's a disservice and something that's not to their best interests as far as covering their local areas and getting really the value for local news.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, For instance, when I was a cub reporter back at the New Indian Express in Chennai, India, and when I just got out of college and I was writing my reports, it had to go through several layers of people. You know, I had my own, sub-editor, and then there was a copy editor, and there was my, chief editor. So many people had to look at my report before it got printed, okay? Because I'm talking about a newsroom having like 100 or 150 employees. But right now, most of the news organizations across the world are operating with like single-digit numbers, like 3 people and 4 people. So definitely the quality of the output has taken a beating in the last 25, 30 years. And that's a very sorry state. So as Margaret Sullivan was pointing out, this is not something that happened just overnight. It's been happening slowly over the last 2-3 decades. I remember when I was a student, I used to write a paper on print is dead. You know, we were debating about, well, no, print is going to be there no matter what. But, I kind of feel at a point that I am at a place where it's eventually going to have a natural death at some point, because I was a strong critic that no matter what the technology is going to go in terms of artificial intelligence or, big data and all that, print will always be there. But, But now I think I've come to play on the other side of the fence that, you know, it's invariably is going to diamond. That's my, you know, unfortunate situation that we are living in right now. And now, you know, what we've been talking for, like, you know, all the last 1 year, that a lot of newsrooms are closing down and all this stuff. But we have to understand, people should realize they are ready to pay $10, $15 for a Netflix, for an Amazon, for a Hulu subscription. But they don't want to spend about a $5 for the local newspaper, because they think, well, I'm going to get news no matter what online. But there's so much of misinformation and disinformation online. People don't realize they are falling into a trap. And this is definitely going to weaken the country governance, the democracy at the state level, at the local level, at the national level. So this is something that people don't see immediately the impact it has. But in the long term, they have to pay a price. And that's what people are paying the price for, electing people who are not even have the eligibility to run a state or local division who's running the country. So that's the unfortunate situation. That's my observation.
Part of the discussion on Fresh Air was about a local newspaper in Youngstown, Ohio, that shut down. And people there were upset about the loss, yet circulation had been way down for years. So, are we bemoaning something that's past its time? The local newspaper, should we be talking about where do we go from here? How do we get local news in this era where many people prefer to go online rather than having something physical delivered to their doorstep?
Well, I think you have to go to where they want it. I think the consumer demand is online in convenience, and more newspapers are doing that. They're trying to get rid of the overhead cost of trying to publish and to paginate printed pages and to go online. I know a lot of college newspapers are doing that. That's what we're doing, as a matter of fact. And so to save cost and to save overhead, that's one thing. And we're hoping to provide and still anticipate to provide the same kind of local level of news. But at the same time, a lot of these newspapers are being supplemented. They're part of chains, and they're being supplemented by a lot of wire service stories to fill in the gaps and the holes in the stories that more reporters in-house used to provide. Of course, there's fewer reporters in-house. There are fewer stories. There are fewer local stories. And so that doesn't necessarily make up for that downfall. The answer is to try to employ more trained educated journalists to fill that void. But again, where's that money going to come from? Where's the, you know, the advertising has to drive that business model? What maybe might be there needs to be a new business model out there. Those are the questions that still still challenge us in this industry.
Well, a Fresh Air conversation mentioned the idea of papers, of news outlets having to do more with less, and you can't. Yeah. You get less with less.
Exactly. It's been tried. Trust me, I've worked in that environment where now you're going to double up and you're going to do twice as much work at the same pay or maybe even less pay. And, oh, you're going to take a furlough and so forth. That only goes so far. You've got to have the people and the mind power and the resources in-house to do that.
I think, you know, my observation is, you know, it's a culture that should permeate in the mindset of the people that local news is paramount. Local news is important. You know, I remember, you know, if you're not going to cover a local new, like local state government functioning, then people are going to be corrupt. If nobody is going to point out what's happening at the local municipality or the local division, then it is, I think, you know, I remember watching a video from YouTube saying, you know, it's a great time to be a politician because there are no journalists to point out what mistakes you're doing. And this is exactly the situation we are in right now. And I think that's going to affect the overall functioning of our country itself in the long term. So basically, I think, you know, it's the mindset that we need to develop, that we need to at least set aside some little money for local news coverage. Of course, there are big tech companies who are also coming forward to help some kind of local newsroom initiatives and all that. But that's kind of very, very negligible in terms of the size of the newsroom that the potential this country has to offer. And I think we have a long way to go. But at least even from watching the interview on Margaret Sullivan, there were also, you know, initiatives in lots of places where digital companies are coming forward to help newsroom in a very, very small, negligible ways. But that's something that is that's something that should be appreciated. But we have a lot of newsroom closing down. And also, if you look at the major metropolitan cities, there are no competing newspapers at all. So, it like, you know, one newspaper, you read something and that's about it. We are not getting multiple points of view about what's happening as well. So, again, this is something to do with, you know, agenda setting. It's also something to do with propaganda. So, it's lots of way of information are reaching the public with a very skewed version of what it is. So people need to be given, you know, balanced, fair and truthful news, which I think we are not actually delivering to the U.S. public.
Yeah, they need more than rumors to get by locally. And I like your point that people are willing to spend so much on entertainment every month. They should be willing to invest a similar amount in local news sources. That's what's going to help a democracy continue to survive. Hey, we need to wrap up this discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.